On the medical watch, a significant decline in vaccine rates has pediatricians concerned as kids head back to school. The rates have been going down since 2020. The pandemic played a role, disrupting supply chains and office visits where infants and children receive routine vaccines, both in the United States and in other countries. But here in the U.S., the numbers have not bounced back.
They protect against 14 diseases. Childhood vaccines are given in the first 24 months of life, with boosters administered in the years following.
Overall, we're seeing over the past 5 years or so, we're having a steady decline of kids who are getting their vaccines.
The vaccines include DTaP for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, or whooping cough, MMR for measles, mumps, and rubella. Varicella covers chickenpox. There are shots for polio, influenza, rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, and pneumococcal disease. Hemophilus influenza type B, or HIB, rounds out the list. The CDC reports the largest dip for two in particular, the MMR and DTaP vaccines. Lurie Children's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Marcello Malicuti, stresses vaccines are safe.
Do your homework, and that the studies that are out there on vaccine safety, they're rigorously backed. And the minimal side effects that may occur after your child get a vaccine, you know, they are far, far outweighed by the risks of a preventable illness that could have truly significant impact.
Still, cases of measles are on the rise as parents opt out, many noting what doctors call widely inaccurate information.
Vaccine misinformation is spreading quickly and can cause vaccine hesitancy. If any viewers or listeners have doubts, I urge you to talk to a trusted healthcare provider. Ask every question you have and get reliable, science-based answers.